The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Your head.
Your head.
Your heart.
Your heart. Very good. Let's see here.
Your throat. Your throat.
Your throat. Very good.
Your leg.
Your
leg.
Leg. Okay, let's see the kinder class.
Your hand.
Your hand, very good. And somebody here?
Your arm.
Your arm. So we have many parts, right? Are all the parts the same? No. Okay, would it be better if all our parts of our body were the same? Like if all our parts were just eyes or ears? No? Okay, do you have a favorite part of your body?
Your brain.
Your brain. Why is the brain the favorite part of your body?
Because it holds all your memories.
Very good. It holds all your memories. So do you want all your body to be a brain? No? So even the brain is very important, right? But we don't want to be all brain. Somebody else has a favorite part of his body? Okay, let's get you over here.
Your legs.
Your legs? Very good. Why are your legs your favorite part?
Because then I can walk.
Okay, then you can walk and go to places. So Jesus is telling us today that we, all of us, the people who love Jesus, are like the parts of the body. Each one of us is different, right? Do you want everybody to look the same? No? Why not? Wouldn't that be easier?
Because it could be confusing.
Very good, because then it'll be confusing. If I'm like Father Andrew and Father Andrew looks like me, how are you going to know who's Father Andrew and who's Father Albert, right? Just imagine if all of you look the same. So being different is good, right? And we should be glad that we're different from other people, from other, friends. So sometimes we look at others and I say, I wish I was like him or like her. I wish I was fast as she is or as he is, or I wish I could sing. But all of us have our things that are our favorite, that are special to us. So instead of being jealous from one another, we should support one another and compliment one another. Because each one of us has a special person. Right? And each one of us have a special talent. Do all of you like music? All of you are good singers? Wow, very good. We have very talented musicians here. What about, are all of you good in sports?
Swimming,
okay. So you have different sports that you're good at, right? Is being good in swimming better than being good in playing catch? No, they're all good. So it's good that we support one another and we compliment one another for what we're good at, right? So for today, I want you to tell somebody in your class something they're good at. You think you can do this? So be, you know, pay attention to each other and see what that person is very good at. And then tell them today, you know, you're a very good runner, or you're very good, you know, you're very smart, or you have a nice handwriting. It's much better to compliment one another than to be jealous of one another and try not to recognize the gift of somebody else. Because we all need all of the different gifts. We need people who are very smart. We need people who are very good in sports. We need people who are very good musicians. All of us, all the gifts we have are good for all of us to be a better community. And every one of you have a special gift that Jesus has given you. So also thank Jesus for that gift, okay? Because all our gifts come from Jesus.